Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
We're going to be at a car block on Thursday, by the way. Summer circuit continues this week. Join ESPN Houston every week as we visit different restaurants all over the greater Houston area. And each week, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand new e-bikes for you and her. He and she, whatever. From Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. For registration, stop by the promo table at the broadcast. This week, we'll be hanging out at Carbach Brewery from noon until 6. That's a great spot to be for Major League Baseball trade deadline day. Pencils down 5 o'clock Thursday. So we're either going to be drinking in celebration or drinking because the Astros did nothing. So looking forward to that. You can find the entire summer circuit schedule at ESPN975.com. Get out there to Carbach. Be with us for Major League Baseball trade deadline day. We'll be breaking it all down. Maybe Brian will drop some updates. Maybe we can do some production element. Look at Brian drinking his styrofoam cup, and he's talking to somebody, not even paying attention to the talent. Middle of the segment, and who are you talking to?
I was paying attention to the talent, Michael Carroll.
Thank you.
Michael Carroll's not talent.
He's the talent.
He just enhances talent.
Wednesdays,
you're just talking about superhero movies.
We were talking about
middle of the segment.
Yeah.
Middle of the segment.
I was right. There you go.
We were.
Can you save that for the breaks?
It won't start in a break. It just carried over.
I do love Michael.
Take your little backpack and your cartoon and animation infatuation and go home, Michael Carroll.
Is that acceptable? 713-780-3776. That the producer of an average radio show in the city of Houston is talking to somebody else during the segment.
Well, we can't get better if our producer only gives us 50%.
Unbelievable.
You'd call that 50%?
Well, that and all your vacation time and the time you're not on the show.
Yeah.
Where else could you be?
I'm filling it for Michael mostly.
Where else could you be ignoring the talent, talking to Michael Carroll?
I wasn't ignoring the talent. I was talking to Michael.
We understood the joke the first time. It was subpar once. It's even worse the second time, Brian.
Doesn't make it less true.
Should the producer be talking to other people during a very average radio show?
Did you guys want something?
In the city of Houston. 713-780-3776.
Let's hope it's a good omen that we're at Carbach. Last time we were at Carbach and did a trade deadline show, the Astros traded for Yiner Diaz and Phil Maton and all the relievers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before I was here.
Yeah, that was the, I think it was the A.J. Hoffman going away party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was on deadline day?
Yeah.
That's a lot going on.
Yeah, Creighton and I were doing the show. Creighton was filling in, and we were doing the show upstairs at Carbach, and all of the trades started rolling in. And then I was like, oh, they got to do one more because they gave up Miles Straw. They need a center fielder.
They didn't. Everybody had that thought.
Yep.
Everybody had that thought. Texture says, what talent? Come on, you're listening to us. You know what the talent is, baby. It's us. It's the Bees. And by talent, we mean average at best. Average on a good day, average. 713-780-ESPN. Texture says yes. Brian is making a mistake. It's not acceptable. I don't know what the yes means, actually. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Oh, yeah, what I was getting at whenever I looked at Brian, I was like, hey, Brian, maybe we can have some added productional element on Thursday. Maybe when there's a trade happens that you can hit the sounder.
Well, I will be on location, but I'll pass along to Ryan.
Oh, we'll have Ryan with us.
Well, Ryan will just make sure that he...
You mean this one?
Baseball-y. It feels like a baseball update, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it works. I think that one works.
All right, I'll let Ryan know.
Can you tell Ryan
I will.
To press that single button? That's how tough Brian's job is. Hey, this is the button you press for sounder. This button right here.
I can always press the wrong button, though. Like maybe this
time. Texas is back, folks!
Yeah, you have that too handy.
They're right next to each other.
That one's way too handy.
Look, Ryan's going to go, hot news coming in for you.
How many sounders do you have on your first page?
Oh, it'd take me a second to count them. There's a lot.
Like ballpark.
I don't know, 10 times, maybe close to 100.
Oh, that many on one page? Okay.
So somewhere between 80 and 100.
That's a lot. Okay. All right. forgot what we were talking about here. Oh, yeah, I was going to concede something. I've been trying to kick the can down the road because I don't like doing that sort of thing. I don't like conceding things, but I have to. I have to concede this.
Boom, there we go. Jeremy Branham's right.
No, I'm not. Well, I don't know if I was wrong on this one, actually. My concession here might not be like a take or anything like that. I know all of you were on the edge of your seat. What is Branham admitting that he's wrong about? Nah, not so much. I am conceding the American League Rookie of the Year race. I am conceding it to be done. It is officially over. We've been kind of teetering on that for a while. Cam Smith gave it that one final ride over June. But since July 4th, we mentioned this earlier, has not been very good. Meanwhile, Nick Kurt has been on fire. He's been heating up. I am throwing in the towel on the Cam Smith winning the American League Rookie of the Year. It is over, like Vince Carter at the slam dunk contest. Dunzo, no more. Nick Kurtz is your AL Rookie of the Year.
Well, Jeremy Branham says so. I guess Cam Smith is ass. So
he's not going to win the Rookie of the Year.
I agree with you.
Concede it.
I thought Wilson was going to actually win it, but his own teammate just completely put it to rest. And what he did in Houston was just a microcosm of what he's been doing for quite a while now. And even Todd Callis said it when he was on with us on Friday, that the big kid, I think, went to Wake Forest.
Yeah.
He said the big kid from Wake Forest is a force to be reckoned with. And lo and behold, right after he said that night, four bombs in a game. And, yeah, I think sorry, Israel, not sorry, but you were wrong. And I think you're right.
Have you guys seen the latest odds?
Yeah, I have them pulled up here.
Okay.
What are yours? From what day?
It says it was updated 7 hours ago.
Okay, yeah, what are yours?
But Nick Kurtz is a minus 1,800 favorite. Second is Jacob Wilson at plus 900. Cam is 20-1 in third, a distant third.
It's over. I'm conceding it. I'm throwing in the towel. It is over. You want some numbers to back this up. Nick Kurtz, you know how Israel likes to give us the war. Nick Kurtz, 3.4 war. Cam Smith at a 2.0. So a considerable different. And Kurtz also has like almost 100 at-bats less. Not that that matters here. Nick Kurtz, 23 home runs to Cam Smith, 7. Mm. More than three times his homers. Kurtz hitting 309, Cam Smith 358. Well, what's the OPS plus, Branham? Right? That's 258. What'd I say?
Three.
You said 358, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 258. Kurtz's OPS plus, 187. Cam Smith is actually a bit below average now at 99. He has dipped down to a 99 OPS
Dubon-esque.
Plus. Nick Kurtz, 187. It's almost twice as much as Cam Smith's OPS plus. If you just go regular OPS, Kurtz is over 1,000. Cam Smith is at 714. I know there's a lot of baseball left to be played. It's over.
Yeah,
it's
the Windy City blowhard's going to have to eat that one.
I tried to campaign for it on the internet. I tried to do my part. I've thrown the towel in. I'm no longer going to advocate for Cam Smith to be the American League Rookie of the Year. I potentially did. Mm. Yeah, this Kurtz guy's unbelievable, man. 187 OPS plus. He's got 23 homers and 243 at-bats. 243 bats, quit 20. He's almost homering once every 10 at bats. You understand how impossible that is?
That's Bonds-esque.
Not that he has, but it's not too far fetched to say he's got about a half of them against the Astros.
He should have had five.
He
on
had two
walk-offs
in Sacramento. He had four the other night.
Should have had five that game.
Gee.
Guess where he's at in the American League in the home run race?
Fourth.
Right, not quite. Tied for sixth, but close to fourth. He's 25 home runs for Riley Green's fourth in the American League. Kurtz has 23, hasn't played the whole year.
He'll surpass him quickly.
You know what's weird about this, though? Kurtz wasn't up on opening day, right?
He
wasn't
up on opening day.
So the A's can't get the incentive pick here.
Oh, wow.
He's got to be up on opening day.
Oh, man.
To blow it, A's.
Now he can eventually be a top three MVP guy and get him the incentive pick that way.
Think he can get there?
Not this year. He didn't have to be this year, though.
Oh, okay.
Because like, the Astros can get one for Hunter Brown. Astros could get an incentive pick for Hunter Brown if he's top three American League Cy Young, which let's get on the horse again.
Cam's
Hunter
defense
Brown.
Attorney is already chiming in with emojis and comments.
What's he saying?
He's saying, on a last place team, good for him. Clap emoji, clap emoji, clap emoji, crying emoji.
No, but I mean, he's not saying that I'm wrong.
No, he can't.
He's not saying, I mean, Nick Kurtz is your American League Rookie of the Year.
Wilson, and then you put that to bed.
Wilson's probably said, I think that Cam could have caught Wilson. Wilson's also struggling right now.
Yes, he is.
But the rise of Nick Kurtz has been unbelievable, this guy.
Yeah, and who knew his middle name was Paws?
Paws?
Because everybody does the over-accentuated pause when they say his name.
Oh, it was a joke. That's not his real middle name.
Yeah, because just listening to, like, more, the more he does these things, especially after Friday night, and the more reports surface and the more people are covering it, the more people really make sure they pause.
His real middle name's Jeffrey. I feel like we need to report that as journalists, Nick Jeffrey.
We're not journalists, though.
We're not. I'm not. I don't consider my blankers might think he's a journalist. I'm not a journalist. I don't identify as one. People always tell me that on the internet, too. Like, I'm trolling people. Like, you should be above this as a journalist. And I just give him the ha-ha emoji. Me, a journalist.
Unfortunately for that, Hunter Brown this year, his odds were slipping, as you might
expect. But all he has to do is be top three. Where's he at?
Right. Well, this is, again, the same place that I found the Nick Kurtz Rookie of the Year.
Pause. Nick Jeffrey Kurtz.
Nick J. Kurtz. Hunter Brown's fourth, but it's a distant fourth. He's a 40-1.
Oh, no.
Jacob DeGrom in third at 15-1. Then Garrett Crochet plus 325. Scooble minus 450.
So they're going to miss out on the incentive pick, both on Cam Smith and on Hunter
Unless
Brown.
Hunter Brown catches fire, man, then
they might as well just go way over the tax and just blow it out.
Roman Anthony's coming along, too. He's been better. Did you hear Alex Bregman compared Roman Anthony to?
No.
Jordan Alvarez. Ooh. He said, I was around when Jordan Alvarez made his debut, and that's who Roman Anthony.
Did you see the shin make the comparison between him and Jordan over there first? Kurtz and Jordan, and it was pretty dead heat.
I have a feeling that Nick Kurtz is going to win MVPs. I think he's going to win home run
multiple titles.
That dude is insane. He's so good.
He's kind of judgy.
Judgy?
Aaron Judge. The size and the power, but also see he could hit for average. He's got a lot of positives that look like he could be there for the long haul.
Yeah, he's a good player. Hopefully they never have pitching, though.
That offense is pretty damn good.
Texture, please concede your Hunter Brown over Tarek Skubal. I never said that Brown was better than Skubal. I said I'd rather have Hunter Brown than Skubal because of club control. So get it right, Texture. I bet you that's Keith. I know it. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP, listener line. Real quick before we move on, Jeremy Pena is taking like Fungo and stuff. He's working with Tony Perestica on ground ball techniques because Tony Perestica is the run preventer coach or whatever they call him. But Pena is going to be playing tomorrow in Sugar Land, right?
For the Spacers, yeah.
He'll be playing for the Spacers.
So he seems to be closer than ever before in terms of rejoining the Astros, hopefully by the weekend.
Guess the date.
Friday.
I'm going to go Friday, too. I think he'll play because they don't play Monday. I think he'll play tomorrow. I think he'll play Wednesday. Astros have a day off Thursday.
You wanted me to say Thursday, didn't you?
What?
You wanted me to say Thursday, didn't you?
No.
Then you'd say you want to bet?
No, actually, I didn't think about that.
Okay.
But that does sound like something I would do, but I hadn't. That actually didn't cross my mind this time. But that's a good idea. I'm guessing Friday because he'll play two games, day off, then be in the lineup Friday. He'll probably play Friday, Saturday, day off Sunday, and then see where he's at.
Yep, agree.
Yeah. All right, we're on the same page there. I don't like it when that happens.
My wife, by the way,
I like confrontation,
when I was filling her in about the whole Nick Kurtz and the name and how people are careful.
This is a conversation you have, Blankers.
Yeah, we were watching baseball, and she likes to watch baseball, and we were talking about it, and I was explaining all that to her. She goes, I mean, come on. By now, shouldn't he just be going by Nicky
or
Nicholas?
It's not a bad idea.
I was like, I guess he could, but why does he have to
he shouldn't care.
Change his name?
No, he shouldn't care. All right, 713-780-ESPN. One of my favorite things that we have in Houston sports happened over the weekend. Cal McNair talked. And when Cal McNair talks, the Killer Bees listen. It is
never,
the Bees on ESPN.
Never quit.
Cal, don't interrupt me. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, we know the dog days of summer are here when the heat starts hitting triple digits. And the last thing you want to have happen is have your AC go out. And if it does, you need to know who to call. And you need to have them on speed dial ready to go. And that's why I'm here to tell you about Temperature Pro. Temperature Pro is the place you can go to because the number one thing to me is trust. Yes, they have unbelievable reviews. Yes, they do maintenance and replacement, and they do a lot of great work. But here's the big kicker for me on why I'm telling you about Temperature Pro. I can trust them because I've been trusting them basically my entire life. Their owner has been one of my best friends since I was growing up in Milwaukee, John Blitz. John Blitz came here to Houston before I did. When I got to Houston, we reconnected. John, since then, has bought Temperature Pro and now runs it like nobody's business. It is absolutely fantastic. 20-plus years of experience, trusted and reliable. Their reviews are phenomenal. A-plus Better Business Bureau rating just to start with. But they sell and service all the major brands, Trane, Carrier, Daikin, Goodman, and Lennox. And they're offering you fantastic financing, 12 months, no payments, no interest. They've even got deals right now if you just want to do a check on your system to make sure it's up to snuff and ready to go and if there's anything to be concerned with. But you need to put your AC needs in the trusted hands of Temperature Pro and my friend John Blitz. Because if you don't know who you're dealing with, you don't know if you can trust them or not, and you don't know how legit it's going to be when they tell you what needs to be done. With Temperature Pro, you will know. Go to Blitz at BLITZ, blitzproservices.com, or simply call them on an easy-to-remember number, 281-247-5925. 281-247-5925. Call my friend John Blitz and Temperature Pro. You'll be glad you did.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
All right, my favorite thing over the weekend happened. It's like Christmas in July. Cal McNair talks. Killer Bees listen. Cal McNair with some, I don't know what was better, some of this audio or some of the facial reactions of Cal McNair. Sometimes
Hannah.
Even Hannah.
Yeah. Hannah reacted to a few.
Yeah, always love it. My favorite Q&A, whenever I'm watching Cal and Hannah, or at least my favorite thing to watch when I'm watching Q&A of Cal and Hannah, is who's going to talk first. Because like they both kind of look at each other, where you can tell like Hannah doesn't want to speak over Cal because he's the man, but then Cal's not secure enough with the answer to like go first. So he kind of like looks out of the corner of his eye like Hannah's going to talk. Mm-hmm. So it's always fun to watch the dynamic of that. But Cal and Hannah were asked, what are the goals this season for the Houston Texans? Here was Cal McNair's answer to this.
But we want to go out every game and feel like we have a legitimate opportunity to win the game. And that's what we want to do every week we go out.
There you go.
It's always fun to win.
He wants to win football games. He wants to do the best they can to win a football game each and every week.
The key to the game is to have more points than the opponent at the end. That's important.
It was we're not going to predict wins, but we got to do that. Offensive line is a thing of like, you know, wonder for the Houston Texans this year, and like how are they going to do on the offensive line? Cal and Hannah kind of did a pregnant pause when asked and then gave this answer.
What do you expect from your offensive line?
CJ upright?
Upright, yeah. So we'll see. There were a lot of changes in the O-line. A lot of changes in the coaching, and it's not about one person. It's about all of them working together from the very top to all the guys on the roster, including guys that aren't on the offensive line. But they all got to work together to get us where we want to go.
There you go.
Well, that would be something where I would expect them to block in the run game and the pass game.
He struggled early, but he rallied, to be fair. He rallied to finish up pretty strong, I felt. He struggled early in that question and the answer.
He got to talk.
He rallied.
Did you see Hannah's hand slide up the back of his shirt before she did the ventriloquist act?
That's very mean, Joel. Why would that's, I mean, also that's mean.
It's not inaccurate,
very
though.
Possible.
It's a mean thing to say. Texture says kill a cow. It's not kill a cow. It's cool cat cow. I was on Cal McNair before people were on Cal McNair. Here's
Let's
another
do it.
One.
Okay.
There you go. See, I've been Cal.
Got
Cal's
that
awesome.
Party.
I love Cal McNair.
Good. You having a little party?
How could you not love this guy? How could you not?
Give everyone a hug over there.
He's my. He's the gift that keeps on. I wish he would talk as much as Jerry.
He is the real life Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
If Tommy Boy aged, this is the story.
Like, y'all think I'm being sarcastic. I am not. If Cal McNair is talking at all, I'm going to listen to the entire thing. Cal McNair could read out of the Wall Street Journal, and I would listen from pillar to post.
Might be over his reading level, though.
Probably.
Probably a good point, Brian.
If he was reading Dr. Seuss, I would be all in.
After Easterby, he's got a bad taste in his mouth.
Probably.
Over the green eggs and ham.
Shout out to
Probably.
The fish.
Yeah. Like he could read me The Hunger Games, and I would be all in on Cal McNair reading me a little bit about Katniss Everdeen. All over it.
Flashback.
Here was the final one that we pulled here, which I actually think Cal did great in this Q&A. I think this was the best 9-minute Q&A Cal McNair has ever given. But he was asked about like stadium updates and like what's going on with that. And then here was Cal's response to this.
Great question.
Great question.
So what have we done this offseason, Cal?
He talking to him like a toddler. Like, this is how I address Branham Baby. Like, what did you do today, Branham Baby? What did you have to eat today?
That was Hannah, like, literally, that was Hannah talking to Cal after the question, like he was four.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
She's play it again, Brian. She's talking to him like he's a toddler. Like, what did we all do today, little baby?
Great question. So what have we done this offseason, Cal?
And the way she looks at him, too, like, enhances that, like, thought.
What did you do in class today, little baby?
The way she looks at him, I was like, come on, you can do it, buddy.
We remember, right?
Yeah, we got this.
We put an adult swing set in the practice bubble, and Hannah pushes me. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Your cow's starting to sound more like Stuart Smalley from SNL.
It's okay. And I'm okay, Brian, because people like me. Cal,
I know you got it. What did we do today? Oh, man.
I colored for an hour and stayed in the line.
Give everyone a hug over there.
He's my favorite owner. I really give everybody a hug.
Her facial expressions are priceless sometimes.
I recorded a few facial expressions that I'm going to quote tweet with our show tweet, but Brian didn't do that today, so I couldn't do that. But it would be coming.
Yeah, I had a thing. I had to talk to Mike.
Mike Carroll, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing other things not involved with the
show.
I'll
send it out at 6:05.
I shave for tomorrow.
Does the bees matter?
Texas, yeah, Daniel, LOL. Pete says, Baby Huey Cal is my second favorite NFL owner behind Jerry.
Jerry's taking a beating. You hear at camp? They're just they're screaming at him during camp.
The fans are?
Yeah, the fans are screaming at him to pay Micah. And,
well, Micah could get hit by a car, Joel, so yeah, I can't pay him.
I understand that, but I also understand the fans are not happy and they are letting Jerry have it at camp.
I read something today. Was it on ESPN? I just saw the headline. I didn't read the story because I thought it looked so weird. But it was like Jerry said when Micah has to be – like Micah has to want to get paid too. Oh, Stephen Jones?
It was Stephen.
And he said that he has to want to get paid too?
Yes. And then Stephen A. Smith just absolutely annihilated him.
So what did he say exactly, Stephen Jones?
He basically said what you said.
He said he wants to get – like, so he's saying that he's not signing because he's refusing or whatever.
Yeah. But Stephen A. Smith just – annihilated.
Wouldn't it be great if Cal spoke every week?
Oh my
God. Never.
Imagine how
never
everybody
quit.
In the organization would be holding their breath. I lived this. When Les Alexander had no filter, especially when we were trying to get a new arena, and no matter what you gave him for speaking points, he said whatever he wanted to. I remember one press conference outside in the heat. I was standing next to Mattress Mac. Lee Brown was the mayor, and he made some comment about Lee Brown and like going to take a dump. And everybody was like, no, and he didn't care, and then he gave us his little, and he just kept moving.
I kind of like that a little bit more, because like, he was smart. He just didn't
he's an intelligent man. Yeah.
Whereas Cal kind of has to be like told, like, what did we do today, Cal?
Great question. So what have we done this offseason, Cal?
Oh, I
tied my own shoe for the first time on Monday.
Go Texas.
You know the underrated part of that little clip, the 3-second clip there, though, was that Hannah started saying great question, and then Cal's like, that's a great response. I'm going to echo what she just said. Great question.
So what have we done this offseason, Cal?
That's what like Branham Baby does, too. Like whenever you're saying, like, you know, hey, we're going to do this or whatever. Hey, what did Mama think? And yeah, we're going to do this. And he echoes everything that she says or that I say. Cal McNair is an oversized 60-year-old toddler, and I love every minute of it. I love it.
It's entertaining.
He's a better owner than Jerry. He doesn't meddle. Virginia on the Twitch says that Hannah is a controlling, but it's fun to have this narrative that she's good. I think she's a little controlling.
I think she can be, but I think she could also be credited with kind of the turnaround of the Cal imaging.
I feel like it's really good timing. I feel like they hired somebody.
I think they got the right players at the right time.
And I feel like they hired like a good PR firm, probably. Yes. Blankers is killing me. Laughing emoji. The former 97.5 co-host with Murph, Julia Takahashi, has a voice that makes you want to listen to her read the print version of
Calvin
a menu.
Calvin Murphy back in the day. I do.
Calvin had a show?
Oh, yeah. It was Tepper, Calvin, and that female he's talking about.
So Calvin would do a weekly radio, like daily?
Daily.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Texture Bow, I think it's time for Big John to retire. DFA again. Hey, he's ready to retire. All right, 713-780-ESPN. How many teams in the NFL can win the Super Bowl? Right now, calling it today, July 28th, how many teams actually have a chance to win it
32.
All? 32! No, stop it. 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
It's always fun to win.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Who can actually win the Super Bowl? 713-780-ESPN. Texter's a Giants fan. I know we do not have a snowball's chance in hell of winning the Super Bowl for the next 3 years. I think he went sooner than that. No, I don't. When I think of Cal at home, I always imagine him lying on his stomach with his feet in the air while holding a PlayStation controller. I mean, that's going to be tough to do with that belly. That probably would be a little tough. And I can relate.
The knees aren't touching the floor, right? It's the tips of the toes and the belly.
It would kind of look like one of those like those balance half balls things like the people use for like working out. What are those things called? I don't even know what they're called because I don't work out.
Balance half ball?
Certainly, I didn't get that right. How many teams can win it all? We'll have that conversation in a moment. But let's go out to the HRMP listener line real quick. Keith, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. Love the show. First time caller, long time listener.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So what do you guys think? The Cowboys just paid Jake Ferguson 4 years, 52, and they let Schultz walk a couple years ago. Texans get him 3 years, 36. It's basically they're $1 million off in contract. They're basically, you know, very similar deals. Like, why would the Cowboys not pay Schultz but then pay Ferguson, who was injured last year, and like paying him more? What's the deal with that? And why aren't the Cowboys paying Micah Parsons yet?
We've had that conversation previously. I mean, from a Micah Parsons perspective, I think it's a mistake on Jerry's part, just simply because of the fact with each passing day, the chances are you're going to pay him more than you would have paid him yesterday.
And yeah.
I think from the tight end question, I mean, it's a different player. That Ferguson is obviously a lot younger, but at the time, yeah, you're right. In retrospect, why didn't they pay Schultz? And now, did they learn from their mistake? Probably not. I mean, they finally got a guy that they believe in a little bit. Has he been hurt? Yes, but I think Schultz is better than Ferguson.
See, I completely disagree. I think Ferguson's way better than Schultz.
I think when Schultz was in Dallas, he was better than what Ferguson was with Dallas.
I don't know, man. I like Ferguson.
And then Ferguson's a Badger. I mean, I'm a big fan of his. But, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to what Jerry does and doesn't do.
No, there's not. I don't mind them letting Schultz go. Like, I think Dallas has been on the right side of the Dalton Schultz thing where, you know, they didn't pay him. Like, they did give Ferguson an extra year. Schultz's best year in Dallas, 78 catches, 808 yards, 8 touchdowns. Ferguson's best year in Dallas, 71 catches, 761 yards, 5 touchdowns. So if you just go based on the numbers, Schultz has scoreboard over Ferguson. I think Ferguson's a better football player, though. Like, I believe more in Ferguson over the next 3 or 4 years than I believe in Dalton Schultz over the next 3 to 4 years. Like, I'm a Ferguson guy. Like, I saw that contract. I was like, yeah, that seems fair.
You know who Grandpa is?
Who?
Barry Alvarez. The longtime coach.
Oh, okay,
Wisconsin. That's his grandson.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And he played Wisconsin. Yeah, look, I think he likes to block. I think he's an all-around tight end. I think Schultz is a pass catcher. Doesn't like to block a whole lot.
No.
And last year made a whole hell of a lot of business decisions that ticked me off.
Schultz, Stover, Brevin Jordan. Who has the most catches?
Schultz.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think all three are going to play a good amount, and I think that Stover and Jordan are going to kind of start to cut into Schultz's productivity and production. But I still think Schultz is going to lead the tight end group, assuming health, in catches, yards, touchdowns from the position. All right. How many teams can win it all? We're calling it right now, July 28th. How many teams can win it all? I'll give you a little bit of a spoiler. I have 8 teams that can win it all, Blinkers.
Out of both conferences, total 8?
8 in the entire NFL. So what is that? That eliminates 75% of the league today. I'm eliminating 75% of the league from Super Bowl contention right now. Right now. You want me to give you my 8?
Sure.
My 8 that can win it all.
Oh, I see.
That can win the Super Bowl right now, today, going forward, 2025 Super Bowl champions. Is this Super Bowl 60 this year? Did I read that correctly? I think it's Super Bowl 60.
It could be.
Don't know.
Anyways, Philadelphia can win it all. Fly, Eagles, fly, or whatever that corny saying is. Kansas City Chiefs can win it all. The Detroit Lions can. Don't think they will, but can win it all. San Francisco, if all goes right, they stay healthy, can win it all. Cincinnati, Burrow, Chase, if they're both healthy, they can win any football game they play in. The Los Angeles Rams, Stafford stays healthy. They can win it all. Minnesota, Skull, can win it all. That defense is
now
really good.
It,
now
Brian.
J.J. McCarthy has to be good. And then lastly, the eighth team that can win it all in the NFL, the National Football League, the Houston Texans can win it
I
all.
Got it
eight
now.
Teams, Eagles,
yeah.
Chiefs, Lions, 49ers, Bengals, Rams, Vikings, Skull, Texans, the only eight teams in the NFL that can win it all.
I caught on right as he began.
Yeah, and I got it a little after you. But I
have 10 teams on my list. It's like, who am I including that he's not? And he clicked right as he started. It's like, oh, he hates Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
I don't hate Lamar.
Bills and Ravens, because you said neither one are going to win a Super Bowl.
So. I don't hate Lamar.
I had seven of your eight. I did not have the Vikings.
I don't either.
That defense is legit, though.
That defense is legit.
You give me Justin Jefferson. If J.J. McCarthy's the truth, which is a long shot, admittedly, but if he's the truth, they could win it all.
I guess.
Good. If J.J. McCarthy has a second year, like
if he plays like Jaden Daniels.
Maybe I don't even think he has to be that good.
They got all the weapons.
He doesn't have to be that good. He has to be like Brock Purdy.
Yeah, a game manager.
He has to be good, but he doesn't have to be. He didn't have to have like one. And I know he's not a rookie, but he didn't have to have like one of the best rookie seasons of all time. Like he can be the 10th best quarterback, and that team could win it all.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I could see that if he plays like that. I just don't expect him to play like that.
Fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
So who do you have?
So I had the seven. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, Brian. Talent goes first, Brian. Who do you have, Blankers?
I take Minnesota out, so that's seven. I add both the Bills and the Ravens, so that's nine. And then I want to say I put the Commanders in there at 10.
Okay, so you have Washington.
Yeah, I think that if everything goes right for them and Daniels has another good year with the fact that they added Tunsil and they added Debo and they added some guys and McLaurin signs, I think Washington could.
You feel about Minnesota the way I feel about Washington.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're like, I could see what you're saying. Like, if everything clicks, like they could win it all. I just don't see everything clicking. So that one's more of like a take. But, your Washington's my Minnesota.
Yep.
All right, Brian, now you can speak.
Same list as Joel.
The one that I think people around here would probably question
same
is,
exact
are they going to buy in and put Dallas?
No.
I don't. No.
I don't either.
No.
But
no.
Jerry does, and so do some of his players, but it ain't happening.
So the seven – did you have Houston? You had Houston.
Uh-huh.
You had Houston too, Brian.
Yeah.
So we had seven teams, the consensus of us
had seven. Yeah, the only team I disagreed with other than
Minnesota.
Your known Josh Allen Lamar bias is I had Washington in instead of Minnesota.
Y'all eliminated Minnesota.
Yes.
Like if we went – like all three of us had to pick these as contenders. Y'all eliminated Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I eliminated Washington, Buffalo, mm-hmm. and Baltimore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we had the seven teams that we have, Philly, KC, Detroit, San Fran, Cincy, Rams, Houston.
Yes.
I'm surprised we're unanimous on L.A., and I'm surprised we're unanimous on Cincinnati.
You know who didn't make my list?
Who?
The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
you know why?
None of our list.
Jordan Love.
Because they have Jordan Love. Yeah.
Adding Tunsil loses you hundreds of yards per year. Good point. No Packers, Blankers?
No, I just told you.
He
hates the Packers.
I don't hate the Packers. I'm not fond of their quarterback.
Green Bay, LOL, says somebody. I think that Jordan Love has a bounce back year.
I think that as a team, I think they have a fallback year.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they missed the playoffs?
I think it's just a possibility.
I like Love to have a bounce back. A texter, I'm a Falcons fan, and I think for the first time in a while, we have a decent chance. Another texter says, I think your dark horse is Atlanta. That was Oso. How do you feel about Atlanta?
I think they got a ton of talent on both sides of the football. Young talent. They got a lot of talent. But it all depends on how Penix plays.
Yeah.
And I'm not expecting it, kind of to your point, but I don't expect, even if he played, like you just said, about a quarterback, the way McCarthy could play, I don't know if it's that talented and experienced offensively that if he's just a game manager plus, that they have enough to do what Minnesota could do.
My best case for Atlanta is like divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't even see them making a conference title.
No, they could win one game in their best case scenario.
Honey Bajan Robinson, though, he's legit. Drake London's legit. I think Kyle Pitts is overrated.
I'm going to gray Poupon on that.
I like Mooney fine, but they could use another receiver. They could use another receiver. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Clarence, you think we left out the Saints?
Oh, God.
Actually, no, I don't. Thank you. You be right where they need to be.
Hey,
I think they're going to surprise a couple of people. They'll be better than what they were last year, but they should be in there. I don't think the – for your list, Jeremy, I don't think the Texans should be in there.
Why not?
Offensive line. Purely offensive line.
You don't believe in Tay Ursary? Jared Patterson doesn't do it for you?
I do not believe in the offensive line at all. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't shore it up this offseason.
They tried.
Go out there and what was that?
They tried. Cam Robinson was the second best tackle in the market. They drafted a guy in the second round. They gave it the you know, the college try.
The good old college try, like yeah. No. I'm sorry, that offensive line, if someone doesn't get hurt within the receiving core, the offensive line is just going to get him killed. He's going to have to get rid of the ball way too quickly.
Yeah.
For the offensive line. And I don't think that's going to carry him far in the playoffs. The defense is great. That the actual offense, the weapons that they have is great. But I don't think the offensive line is going to keep them upright the whole season.
It's
going to probably lead to some injuries.
I got you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for checking back in, Clarence.
And that's a totally fair take. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, he's wrong. They were one of the worst offensive lines last year, and they might be talentless this year. They might have worse talent this year than they did last year when they were one of the worst offensive lines in football. Now, the hope is that Kaylee can kind of get them more organized, figured out, that they play better as a unit than they did last year, that Strouser was incompetent. But those are a lot of ifs, and I understand that. How good, 1 through 32, 32 teams in the NFL, how good do the Texans' offensive line have to be, 1 through 32, one being the best, for them to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
Stop.
Like, worst case scenario, this is the minimum for them to be a contender.
15.
Okay. Brian?
20.
I was going to say 20. I was going to say 20 as well.
To be a legit Super Bowl contender, I think they got to be higher than 20.
Yeah. I think it's somewhere between.
I just think if it's 20, then... if we're right about the wide receivers, if CJ's more his rookie year, if Mixon's healthy, like, they have enough around it that they could elevate the offensive line if the offensive line is at least decent.
Yeah, I think 20 is bare minimum. 15, obviously, you feel much better.
Yeah.
Much better. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to the car wreck of the day. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me your prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day. 713-780-ESPN. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Blankers, what's up?
I saw it or not, but over the weekend, a lot of people's favorite baseball analyst, Jeff Passan, doing a segment in studio on Francisco Lindor. And the graphic, while giving all his stats, says, Lindor, since joining the Mets in 2001. He joined the Mets in 2021.
That's an honest mistake.
That's a bad one. You're the entertainment and sports.
Did he join him in 2021?
It was a graphic?
It's a graphic.
I thought you said Passan.
It is a wall-sized graphic behind Jeff Passan. And while he's talking about the success of Lindor with the Mets recently.
Yeah, somebody should have caught that.
Lindor, since joining the Mets in 2001.
He wasn't even playing baseball.
No, he wasn't. He joined the Mets in 2021, his first year with the then Indians, now Guardians, 2015.
He was 7 years old in 2001.
Yeah.
Those graphics can be tough, though, because, I mean, that's a one mistake. That's one character mistake.
I mean, watch him on a daily basis.
It's not a daily basis.
Steven Azar, almost.
Yeah, that's... I mean, somebody should have caught that for sure.
For sure. But the producers there got a lot on their plate, too. Because a lot of people think every time anybody says something and misses it or whatever, that someone's supposed to be on it.
You know what this is? This is bad journalism. It's bad journalism. You're supposed to proofread everything. Somebody should have caught that. If you're the worldwide leader, you should be catching that.
That's why
you should. I mean, it's a one-character mistake, so it's a little nitpicky, but at the same time... My journalistic bones should catch that. You should catch that. You have any others? Was that yours? Okay, yeah, I got the rest over here.
Oh, the other one was the WNBA player that ran into a pick, and the picker decided to grab her by the hair, and her wig came off, and she had to grab the wig and run to the locker room.
My first car wreck is a manual Class A.
Just move right past it.
I'm not touching that. Okay. Not touching that one, Imus. Emmanuel Clase. Did you see that? He's the latest Cleveland Guardian.
Yep.
Yep.
This guy's a he's got a multi-million dollar arm. Multi-million dollar arm. And he's Gronk spiking first pitch balls so he can make a few bucks from these mafia gamblers or whatever. Like,
plus,
this is
he was
insane.
Supposed to be more likely than not traded and give Cleveland a return with a bunch of prospects. Now he's untradeable.
He's untradeable. No one's touching him. Like, it, what do you think he had to have gotten offered for this? Because, I mean, Emmanuel Clase,
he's
placing millions with enough money.
He would have to be.
How much is he? I mean, he's still not, like, under – he hadn't got, like, huge money yet because he hasn't entered free agency. I don't even know how far along he is
he's
in the arbitration
thing. He's got at least five-plus, though, right?
I don't know how long he's been in the bigs. Let's see. Oh, he actually signed an extension, which is a team-friendly contract. But he's making a little under $5 million this year. He makes $6.4 next year, and then he has two club options in 27 and 28 for $10 million. So he's owed $11.5, $31.5 million over the next, including this year, 4 years. What are you doing? You have $31.5 million coming to you, and you're taking a bribe? Like, you would have the bribe would have to be $10 million minimum. Minimum for me to even think about this.
Yeah, is he taking the bribe, or is he having someone place money down?
I would think he's taking the bribe.
Yeah, because it would be pretty traceable.
And it's two guards that are doing it. And it's very obvious that it's first pitch strike ball. Yeah. So they probably have that cap, too. Like, I don't know which books offer first pitch of the inning strike ball, but I imagine that's not a very big wager you can make. It's probably capped at like $5,000, maybe?
Yeah, there's no way they're putting $1 million bets down. Something
how
like that.
Stupid can you be?
It's asinine.
You have $40 million coming your way, and you're going to first pitch strike ball yourself out of the league? That is dumb.
Yeah.
With a capital B. I did B because not D because it's dumb. Dumb.
Got
ridiculous.
It.
Also, these people that broke into Andre Johnson's house and stole his Hall of Fame ring and had their member brilliant.
How did Aaron Wilson,
give it back.
How did Aaron Wilson get scooped, by the way? We got rappers breaking the news instead
right.
of.
Little Kiki?
Yeah, Little Kiki's breaking the news instead of. Aaron Wilson.
I mean, I think this is the company that Andre keeps. I think that Andre's probably more likely to hang out with little Kiki versus Aaron Wilson.
Okay, why is he not giving this scoop to Jonathan Alexander or DJ Bienemy?
Well, I wasn't going that way, Brian. I was going more, these are the circles that he hangs out with.
Okay, all right.
That's not what I meant.
What's with the city, too? They stole Vrabel's Super Bowl rings when he was here. They broke into his house.
It's the only way to get titles in football. I don't know.
The joke is they did Vince Wilfork's, too, and then he found out it was his kid.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
I didn't remember that story.
Uh-huh.
Did he pass in it's a tragic... Wilford? No, his son. In a tragic, like, car accident?
I don't know about that.
Brian, what's your car wreck of the day?
I don't think we have time to
play. Quickly!
Should I keep going? I think I should really drag it out at this point. We don't have time to play the audio, but go out and find Dave Aranda's... he had the head coach of Baylor had a weird...
How long is it?
It's a minute.
Dang it! Somebody texted us asking us to play it.
Yeah, it's quite an analogy he had to the Wolf of Wall Street and what college football recruiting is like. I don't know what point he was trying to make, but the point was missed.
Did he say the M word?
He did multiple times.
So I can get away with it then. If he can say it, I can say it.
Think so?
Glenn Davis?
You think you got
you
that sweat?
It?
I did it the other day.
That's true. You did.
You did. Yes, you did.
I haven't been reprimanded.
Do you think that if you played it, Brian, that Glenn Davis would start a show going, "What time is it, Brian?"
No chance.
Okay,
Josh
from
Seabrook. Emmanuel has no class A. Car wreck of the day, the Astros.
Well
Josh
from
Seabrook. All right, what's winning?
Oh, it should be the Astros.
It should be class
A.
It's
the Astros.
Fine, Astros
win. Swept
by
the A's.
Does it for us. He's
well,
Brian.
They didn't win. That's
he's
why they
blank.
Were the car wreck.
I'm Brian. I'm talking to you tomorrow. Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis, right now on ESPN 97.5.
Great question. So what have we done this offseason, Cal?
What have we done?
97.5 in HD. 97.9 HD2.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.